SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. enforced blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz is working.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
The president also stressed Iran cannot be allowed to block shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing. They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
Iran responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, taking aim at U.S. allied countries. President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal has been dismissed by a federal judge.
The president filed a lawsuit last summer against the newspaper and owner Rupert Murdoch over a story connecting him to Jeffrey Epstein. The article described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper said bore Donald Trump's signature. In turning away the lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Darren Gales in Florida wrote that the president had failed to make the argument that the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave him a chance to file an amended complaint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After the dramatic downfall of Democratic U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell, the race for California governor moving on, a lengthy lineup of remaining candidates is scheduled to gather Tuesday in Sacramento. The first public appearance together since Swalwell's departure reshaped that wide-open contest. Texas Tech University System Chancellor ordering campuses to phase out programs focused on sexual orientation and gender identity. A provost must identify targeted programs by June 15th. This is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government has blocked rapper Kanye West from entering the U.K. as the controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances at a major music festival to be canceled. West had been expected to perform in front of around 150,000 revelers in July. That was at the open-air wireless festival in London. This is SRN News. AZ Fudd on her way to Dallas as the number one pick in the WNBA draft with a $500,000 payday waiting for the former UConn star. Golf's first major of the year now has its first repeat winner in 24 years.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. McIlroy took his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory. McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12-under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy sees control for good with a bold shot at Rays Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th. World number one Scotty Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More details at srnnews.com.